Now to the mystery of a mass mortality event of Australian frogs. In the winter of 2021, amid the human health crisis of COVID-19, a large number of sick and dead frogs were reported across New South Wales, Queensland and eastern Victoria. Dr. Jodie Rowley is the curator of amphibian and reptile conservation biology at the University of New South Wales, so she was straight on the case and enlisted Australia's citizen scientists along the way. Pesticides are a major cause of worldwide declines in amphibians, and Jodie is the lead author of a new research paper in the journal Science of the Total Environment that looked into the presence of rodenticides, rattle mouse poisons, and whether or not they could have been the cause of all these dead frogs. Dr. Rowley, welcome to Sunday Extra.
Thank you so much.
You've called what happened in the winter of 2021 the frog die-off. How out of the ordinary was what happened?
It was extremely out of the ordinary. So at first, you know, I'm stuck in lockdown looking at Facebook and Instagram and social media and things, and I started seeing dead frog photos. Now, if you're going to find a dead frog, it's going to be in winter. That's when their immune system kind of sort of loses it and slows down, and that's, you know, if a frog's going to die like we all do, then that's going to be then. But frogs decompose pretty quickly and they usually die in pretty out-of-the-way places, so you don't often stumble across a dead frog. Once we put the call out and asked people, hey, you know, are you seeing dead and dying frogs? That's when we really realised. So in the first sort of day that we asked people to report dead frogs, we got over 100 reports of sick and dying frogs. Some people, you know, dozens of green tree frogs scattered on their deck. You know, I had a friend that was going for runs around the block with a Ziploc bag and picking up dead frogs. Aww. It was very not normal.
Yeah. And I suppose this sort of took on a macabre element to what is a very participatory citizen science project. Tell us about the Australian Museum's Frog ID project and how those folks helped out.
Well, we already thankfully had a bit of a frog army, people across Australia that cared about frogs that were actively submitting recordings of frog calls through the Frog ID app. So we know frogs are in a lot of trouble. They're the most threatened groups of animals on the planet. So we asked everybody to get out there with their phones, record frogs on the Frog ID app, and we've sort of now reached over a million records of frogs across Australia, which is remarkable. So thankfully, when frogs started dropping dead and we asked everyone to pay attention, to report them. And if you were in New South Wales, we had a really big ask, which was to carefully pick up these dead frogs, sort of Ziploc them and freeze them for us in their freezers so that once lockdown was over, we could go out and collect them from them and try and figure out what was going on.
Yeah, that's a much more bigger ask than the old app and recording
yes,
the sound,
definitely.
Isn't it? But obviously people answered the call. And so that led to the research that you've done now. So how many frozen dead frogs did you get? And how many were you able to research the causes of their death on?
Well, we got over 350 dead frogs from across New South Wales that winter. Since then, we've got even more because we're still asking people to report and to collect any in New South Wales that we see, because we want to know what kind of normal and, mortality of frogs is, and hopefully it doesn't happen again as well. Of those sort of 350 or so frogs that we, driven around with a freezer in the back of the car and picked up, we managed to analyse 77 frogs. Now, to do this sort of investigation into pesticides, we needed relatively fresh livers, so the frogs needed to be in good condition, and also kind of big frogs, because we needed lots of liver to test all of the 600 or so pesticides that we were interested in screening frogs for.
And is rodenticides, as they're called, finding their way into frogs, is that a known problem, and is that what you suspected might have been the cause of the mass mortality?
Well, we actually got a lot of emails, not only of people reporting dead frogs, but also just from the general public, asking, could it be pesticides? Could it be the mouse plague and the rat poisons that have been put out, or could it be other chemicals?
Yeah, it's fair to say there was a lot of rodenticides being used around Australia at the time.
Yeah, definitely. So it was on our minds. It was on the public's minds. So while we investigated disease and we're still investigating lots of different things, it's a sort of a work in progress. One of the things we were desperate to do, and we could only do thanks to for all these people freezing frogs was look at pesticides. So I guess it was horrifying for me to know that there was 36% of the frogs actually had one form of pesticide or another, but particularly that 17% we did detect sort of rodenticides or rat poisons in the frogs. And that's, you know, we know that it was sort of detected in birds and we are worried about its use, but we actually hadn't, this was the first report anywhere in the world of rodenticide turning up in a wild frog.
Right, so that's obviously concerning. But at the same time, you also concluded that you didn't think that was actually the cause of the deaths. Is that right?
Yeah, certainly, although it is alarming, we actually don't know the impact of most of these pesticides on frogs. So we don't know what level of sort of concentration in their body would actually be causing them harm because there hasn't been much research on it at all anywhere in the world, particularly in Australia. And because we only found it in, you know, roughly just over a third of the frogs and it wasn't sort of a consistent thing, we don't think that it is the main sort of single smoking gun. Certainly, it could be involved weakening frogs' immune systems. We know that pesticides have all sorts of impact, even feminizing male frogs, you know, reducing development, growth, causing abnormalities, things like that. So certainly, we're not saying it's not involved, but we don't think it is the main driver of the frog mortality event. But we are continuing to investigate, and potentially it's not just one thing. It's probably a combination of various stresses and things.
We're speaking with Dr. Jodie Rowley, curator of amphibian and reptile conservation biology at the University of New South Wales on RN. And Jodie, you said that the findings that you have about pesticides were not a consistent thing. Does that mean that there's quite a range of pesticides that you found in these 77 poor little frog victims?
Yeah, certainly. We found things that like really surprised me. To be honest, I'm a frog biologist. Pesticides have never been something that I've focused on. It's something that I think is really, really interesting and important. But I worked with colleagues, you know, that are pesticide specialists on this. And we did find six different kinds of pesticides detected in the frogs, and rodenticide was just one of them. For me, one of the most surprising things was that two pesticides that we detected were organochlorine compounds, dieldrin and hepatochlor, and a third is a breakdown of DDT, which is that sort of famous pesticide. These are legacy pesticides.
Yeah, they were banned ages ago.
It's more than 30 years, which kind of blew my mind. And, you know, it's not because people are, you know, generally they're still using them. It's just that they take so long to break down. So these pesticides that haven't been used for 30 years, they're still in our environments and they're still being, you know, they're still exposing ourselves and our biodiversity to these chemicals and their consequences, which is horrifying.
Mm. So Jodie, pesticides in the mix in terms of the frog mortality, do you have another main candidate for what might have caused that mass death event?
Well, we know that disease has a part to play, and unfortunately for amphibians, they're hit by absolutely everything. So the disease is a huge driver. Also, there's stresses. So before these, before this mass mortality, there was drought, fires, floods, and these kind of things stress out frogs. But we know the amphibian chytrid fungus, which is a type of fungus that affects frog skin, is involved. So we found that most, but not all of the frogs actually had this sort of fungus in their skin, which can kill them. But happy bouncing around frogs also have that fungus. So we're really trying to understand, you know, exactly, is it that fungus alone? Is there another disease that's operating at the same time? How much did these pesticides have to do with it? And what role does these sort of, you know, extreme environmental events, fires, floods play in our poor frogs? But I really think it's another reminder that frogs are the canaries in the coal mine. They're really sensitive to any kind of environmental change, chemicals and things like that. And when they start dropping dead at our doorstep, I think it's really time to pay attention to the health of our environment.
Absolutely. Well, look, thanks so much for speaking with us on Sunday Extra this morning. And we hope that the users of the Frog ID app can get back to the more pleasant task of just recording the sounds since that great event. Jodie Rowley, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Extra.
Thank you.
And Jody is the curator of amphibian and reptile conservation biology at the University of New South Wales. And if you want to be part of the Australian Museum's Frog ID project, you can get the Frog ID on whatever app store you use or go to frogid.net.au.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.